Hey, thanks for showing up. I'm Lisa Whittle, and welcome to the Jesus Over Everything Show, affectionately known as Joe, where this season it is all about truth-telling, finding the good, and showing up for our lives today, no matter what has happened, even yesterday. We are coming to the end of our Show Up Challenge Month. How are you doing? How have you been showing up for that one thing in your life you need and want to show up for? I hope you're doing well. I hope you have been. And I'll tell you, what we're talking about today is something that does not come easy for me. Ever have a question you want answered and you don't get it? Ever struggle with things that are not right or things that are unfair? You too? Yeah. Well, let's talk about how to show up when you struggle to accept an injustice. I'm in if you're in, so let's get into it. I would describe myself as a justice-driven person. Definitely. I am. In fact, that is probably one of my biggest characteristics. So when things are not right or fair, quote unquote, it is sometimes all I can do not to react in the worst of ways. Injustices almost seem too much for me to bear at times, especially when I allow my mind to go to all the whys. But God knows things that we don't. And one thing I have come to accept is that God does not need my help doing his job. If not on this earth, his justice will one day prevail. We can always come to God with our whys, and we can also live with not knowing things we desperately wish we knew. Showing up doesn't require we do not struggle with an injustice. It simply requires we are willing to trust God as we deal with our human process. So here are some things I've found that help. Number one, shift your mind from what if to what is. Now, we talked about that in our last Wednesday show, but it's really important for this injustice situation as well. The truth is, acceptance is a crucial but often missing piece of our healing journey. And so moving from those stifling questions of what if from yesterday to the what is realities of today will help you move forward instead of rehashing the hard from before, which is something that a lot of us do. Today is a new day with new opportunities. You're not going to be able to make sense of everything that you don't understand. And so mental movement to this new day is going to help you show up. And it is the way that you get free in your life in ways that you have thus far only been bound. Number two, understand your true job in the injustice. This is a really big one. When we understand our true job, which is simply to trust God, then it takes a certain pressure off that we may have allowed to build up. Many times our natural desire for justice becomes overwhelming when we take on the emotional or even the physical job of trying to right wrongs. Remembering that only God is able to truly ever make things right in any injustice can help us keep showing up when things don't seem fair. And then three, dwell on beautiful things. When something is particularly unjust, it's hard to be able to see things in our life that are beautiful. I want you to ask the Lord to open your eyes to beauty that is right in front of you that you may be overlooking. Seeing that will help you show up even in the midst of other things that don't necessarily make sense. There's a lot more about this in the Hard Good. Friday's show is so amazing, so don't miss it. And a very special show next week, or last week in the Show Up Challenge, for if you are grieving. Make sure you tune in for that. That's all for today. I'm Lisa Whittle. Jesus is everything, and I'm so glad you showed up here to remember that with me today. Do your emotions feel like they're bossing you around? Do you wish you could learn how to better manage them? Head to lisawhittle.com/quiz and take a quick quiz to see which bossy emotions are overtaking you and get some instant help for taking those back under control.